We are doing Berachot of Zayin, Amud Aleph, the bottom, four lines from the bottom, the two dots. V'amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yossi. We have another quote, Rav Yochanan, name Rav Yossi. Kol dibur v'dibur sheyatza mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu letovah, anything good that God said would happen, afilu al tnai, even if God gave a condition, lo chazal bo, God never rescinded the good that he said he would do. Minalan, how do we know this concept? Mimoshe Rabbeinu, from Moshe our teacher, sheneimar, because the pasuk says, God says to Moshe, herev mimeni v'ashmidem, let go of me Moshe, I want to destroy them after what they've done. And then God says, v'eseot chalago yatsum, I will make you into this awesome nation. So, even though Moshe begged and prayed and he was able to annul the decree, nonetheless, God kept the promise of I will make you into a great nation with Moshe's own seed. As the verse says, the verse describing Moshe's descendants describes that his grandson Rechavia expanded even more than. And the question is, more than what? Tani Rav Yosef, lemala mishishim ribo. That Rechavia, Moshe's grandson, his descendants numbered more than 600,000. He had more descendants than all of the Jewish people. That's the idea. God told Moshe, I'll make you into a great nation. So God kept that promise. That happened. Atya revia revia. We derive from the word rabu. In the verse in Divrei Hayamim it says they expanded even more than. And when it describes the Jews flourishing, it also uses that same root of Vayirbu, and over there they numbered 600,000, so Moshe's children also exceeded 600,000.